Welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Friday, the 14th of August, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Croatia. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I hope to bring you lots of English that will wake up your language learning skills. Croatia, beginners. We are continuing our study of different countries with Croatia. It is a relatively small country in Central and Southeastern Europe that is sandwiched between Slovenia and Hungary to the north, Serbia to the northeast, Bosnia and Herzegovina to the east, and Montenegro to the southeast. Just opposite to the west, across the Adriatic Sea, is Italy. It is shaped like a crescent moon. The geography of this country is quite varied. It has a very long, rocky coastline, plains, lakes, and rolling hills to the north and east, and very dense forests and mountains in the Dinaric Alps. Certainly, there is a lot of variety in an area of 56,500 square kilometres. There are over 1,000 islands in the Croatian territory, many inhabited and enjoyed by tourists. Croatia is famous for its national parks and for having 49 caves, three of which are deeper than 1,000 metres. It is also home to 7 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. It has certainly become a hotspot for tourists in recent years. If you're looking for natural beauty and history at a reasonable price, apparently you need look no further. Grammar notes. Useful vocabulary. To be sandwiched between. Our house is sandwiched between a butcher's and a baker's. Rolling hills. The rolling hills look smooth because they are not very high, nor do they have jagged rocks. A hot spot. That nightclub is the city's main hot spot. Advanced. The earliest inhabitants of Croatia have been found to be Neanderthals. Several tribes of different regions lived in various areas of what now forms Croatia. In 9 AD, it became part of the Roman Empire. However, in the 7th century AD, European Avars invaded and destroyed nearly all of the Roman towns. The Croats organized themselves into two areas, and missionaries set about Christianizing the people. Pope John VIII recognized Branimir as the Croats' first leader in 1872, but it did not become a kingdom until nearly a century later. The Hungarian and Croatian royalties were related, and Hungary took over for 400 years, though Croatian independence was recognized. A sabor, or kind of parliament, ruled for the next 400 years. Croatia joined the Habsburg Empire in 1527, but then became independent in 1918. At this point, Serbs, Croats and Slovenes united to become Yugoslavia, much to the outrage of the majority of Croats. They wanted state independence. Yugoslavia was quickly overtaken by Nazi Germany, and a puppet Croatian ruling party, the Ustasha, was set up. It was a brutal regime. After the war, Yugoslavia became socialist, and later a major war between the Croats and the Serbs took place between 1991 and 1995. Croatia was finally recognized in 1992 as an independent country. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this of some use. It's a lot of information to digest. Croatia is supposed to be a very beautiful country. An aunt of mine went to visit it this year, and she was very impressed. We'll be learning about other countries during this podcast series, so please make sure you tune in. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Next week, I won't be available because I'm taking a vacation in Seattle. So catch up with me the following week. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.